This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off our number two in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the proposed legislation introduced by Representative Jared Polis and Representative David Schweikert. Polis, I believe, from Colorado, Schweikert from Arizona. The legislation is called the Cryptocurrency Tax Fairness Act of 2017.
Taxes aren't fair.
Correct, correct. And whenever I see any kind of legislation that has the word fairness in the title, I get a little wary.
Well, my experience
there was a thing a couple of years ago, the Marketplace Fairness Act, that would have wound up imposing sales tax on everything sold via the internet if sold into a jurisdiction
that
has a sales tax, which would have then meant that every online retailer would have to comply with up to 9,600 different taxing
jurisdictions. Yeah, it was a mess.
And some of these, you know, there might be a municipal tax plus a state tax plus a county tax, and you've got to figure out all of them, and how often do you file? Does L.A. County require you to file monthly or quarterly? Does Los Angeles City require monthly, quarterly? Does it require yearly? Because some places do require monthly. Right. Some require quarterly. Some require yearly. And others you only have to file if the amount of tax is over a certain threshold.
Right. And the resolution of that one was to limit it to companies of a certain size.
Well, it still never wound up going through Congress.
No, but there is a smaller the version that ended up being passed is honored by companies like Amazon and stuff like that.
Well, no, what Amazon, and there's still not a federal law on that.
I thought there was.
There's not, but there are state laws.
Right.
And so what Amazon has done is they are complying, if they have a distribution center in a state with a sales tax, and they sell something.
So they have a physical presence in that state, and they sell, that's what they're doing. Okay.
Right. So if you live in Massachusetts and you purchase something from Amazon and it's shipped from the Amazon distribution center in Massachusetts, then they collect tax. Yet another reason to live in New Hampshire, where we have no sales tax, so you don't have to worry.
Go ahead. Collect the New Hampshire state sales tax on all your purchases. We don't
0%. Now, if you have prepared meals, then there's a 9%, but technically not a sales tax.
All right.
But again, all of that said to say I'm kind of wary of any legislation with the word fairness.
Well, at the federal level, my advice to people is read the title of a bill and assume that whatever it actually does is the opposite of what
it
says.
And that's everybody gets a puppy act.
Right. Means that no one gets a puppy. That's
usually what it means. Puppies are now abolished and prohibited.
Right. Unless you file the appropriate.
Unless you jump through hoops and hurdles that only Bill Gates can wind up affording.
Or a very dexterous puppy could jump through. Okay. So back to this article. And basically what it says is,
the proposed legislation, Cryptocurrency Tax Fairness Act.
Basically, it says it removes the requirement for any Bitcoin transaction under $600 to be reported as capital gains or capital losses when you file your taxes. So that's kind of a good thing.
Those transactions that I've done purchasing pork and curd fries and a Gatorade, possibly a milkshake, possibly a grass-fed hamburger.
Sure.
Those are all less than $600.
Right. You would not
tax on that.
Right.
But
so you don't need to keep your spreadsheet, Daryl, of when you purchased Bitcoin and how much you bought that grass-fed burger for,
so you
can calculate your capital gains.
I will go ahead and delete that non-existent spreadsheet as soon as I wind up getting done.
I've already deleted my non-existent spreadsheet.
But now, here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, there's a car repair guy.
Sure.
So some of those car repairs definitely going to be over $600. So that would still wind up falling under this capital gain, capital loss.
Right. If this is actually written the way it says it is, then this is one of those things I consider a good start.
Yes.
But you haven't gone far enough. And the last thing they talked about where we left off in the story was how thorny an issue this has been, and that the government has taken a pretty heavy-handed approach in enforcing that. So an example is this last November, the IRS ordered popular Bitcoin exchange Coinbase to reveal the identities of all its customers over a three-year period, potentially millions of people, just to see if they've been paying their taxes.
Now, something that this article does not mention is that Coinbase challenged that warrant.
Correct.
And I believe they wound up actually getting a favorable ruling on that.
They did. It was reduced in scope, but I haven't read exactly what scope it was reduced to. So to me, if you're going to go to a company like Coinbase and say, we think some people here are not paying your taxes, Coinbase should rightfully say, if they intend to follow the law and they're in a regulated industry, so
yep,
they really have to, I would say, no problem, give us a warrant for those specific individuals that you believe are not paying their taxes.
And I think that's basically what Coinbase wound up saying in a legal filing.
That's what they did, and they said that, and it went back to the courts, and the courts reduced it, but basically, when the IRS does something like that, it's simply a fishing expedition. It's to gather more information on you because you made some insignificant Coinbase purchase that will allow the IRS to find one thing wrong with your taxes. Oh, look, he bought $40 worth of Coinbase this week back in 2013, and he's never reported any taxes on it, therefore we're going to audit him. We're going to audit everything about
him. I don't get how you can tax something
IRS, in the instructions for, and I believe it's line 21 of the 1040, the instructions say they want you to include income from illegal activities. They want to tax everything. They want to tax barter. If I make a sandwich and you make a bracelet and I say, hey, Heather, I'll trade you this sandwich for that bracelet. At the end of the year, we have to figure out whether we had a capital gain or capital loss that barter transaction.
Isn't value subjective,
shouldn't she be making the sandwich?
I'm a better cook.
I don't know about that.
Well,
usually it's the woman who makes the sandwich.
Then it becomes like, is my bracelet worth more than his sandwich? Even just because it was an equal trade for him and I.
Even though both parties were satisfied with the trade.
Correct.
You were happy to get Daryl's bracelet, and you were happy to get her sandwich.
No, he got my bracelet.
Yeah, I know, but it's the women who make the sandwiches. I'm just being crude and sexist here.
All right, Chris is trying to make everybody fit inside of his
world.
Culture, justice, warrior, gender roles.
Exactly. So I'm going to continue here.
Now, the way you make gender roles really, really good is you butter them before you put them in the oven.
I just thought of a really horrible joke that a former state rep made, and I'm not going to say it. Individuals all over the world are starting to use cryptocurrencies for small everyday transactions. Yet here in the States, we have fallen behind in making cryptocurrency use more of a challenge than it needs to be, unquote, said Congressman Schweikert in a statement. Quote, with this simple legislative change, anyone can make digital payments to buy a newspaper or a bike without worrying about tax code challenges, unquote. Well, I would say that depends on what bike you're buying, because those things can definitely be over $600. If the act is passed, it would remove a big barrier to using Bitcoin in the real world. However, Brito said it's not the only thing that needs to change before the cryptocurrency can be more than a speculative asset or financial tool. Quote, there are a lot of hurdles before we see widespread use of Bitcoin, unquote, he said.
Brito being Jerry Brito, the executive director of Coin Center.
Thank you. Some of them have to do with the technology advancing so it can handle more transactions, and some of them have to do it with more usability. But one of those things has been the issue of tax. Bitcoin is the one payment system where I have to keep track of capital gains on every transaction. That creates friction, and this law would remove that friction.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. Should Bitcoin be taxed? If so, how? If not, well, that's a short call. 855-453.
Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. Nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And I've got a very important question for you. Are you eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day? Only about 10% of people are. And here's more bad news. A preponderance of research is showing that you really need 10 servings a day. That's nearly a gallon of fruits and veggies in its raw form every day. And only about 1% of the population does that. What's the prize for accomplishing this feat? Protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. Worthy goals, right? Well, I'm going to tell you that I've been doing this, and Chris, you know for a fact that I absolutely hate vegetables.
It is a fact.
But I've been getting my servings of fruits and veggies, and I'm kind of cheating. I put fruit and veggie total in my smoothies every morning. Fruit and veggie total made from the same makers that do Whole Food Multi-Complete, and you can do it too. Join me in this worthy goal to eat better, lose weight, live longer, and feel better. Go to simplifymysupplements.com and get yourself some fruit and veggie total. Use coupon code FTL to save 10%, and they'll even give you a free shaker bottle. SimplifyMySupplements.com, code FTL, and they accept Bitcoin. Now, what you have to do is send them a message using the contact form built into the page, but still, just include that code FTL in that message. Get that 10% off of fruit and veggie total. SimplifyMySupplements.com. Now, changing gears, we have been talking about the Bitcoin, specifically because there's pending legislation at the federal level that would remove the requirement for calculating capital gains, capital losses from smaller purchases using cryptocurrency, specifically things under $600. And again, it's pending legislation doesn't necessarily mean that it will ever come up for a vote or get passed.
Right.
But we can hope, and while certainly not the best thing that could happen, it's certainly a good step forward.
It is a good step, and that's what I'll say. I just hope that people recognize that some parts of our tax code are so onerous and so disruptive to commerce. I mean,
yep.
To believe that anybody would actually keep track of at what cost I purchased Bitcoin and at what the Bitcoin price was when I bought this hamburger,
right,
so I can calculate a capital gains to pay a tax is absurd.
If all of your transactions are going through an exchange wallet,
right,
then they will keep those records for you.
Right. But as we talked about before, it's not a good thing to always keep your money in an exchange wallet. You're trusting somebody else to keep track of money that you own. So if that exchange gets hacked by hackers or has some internal fraud or something like that, you can lose your money.
And
it's better to keep your Bitcoin in a wallet that you control.
Right. So let's just suppose that you buy Bitcoin using an exchange and then you transfer it to, you know, a wallet that's on your phone,
sure,
or on your laptop or PC or whatever.
Like the Bitcoin.com wallet or Airbits
or
any of them.
Jax.
Jax, the wallet. Sure.
Jax, the official wallet of freetalklive.com. So if you wind up, you know, let's say you use Coinbase to make those purchases and they keep the records for you in case you want to calculate that capital gain, capital loss.
Ooh, I'm just itching to do that, Daryl.
But
go ahead.
You transfer the Bitcoin after you purchase, you transfer it to that Jax wallet.
Right.
Well, the Jax wallet, certainly, you know, if you use the same wallet address, you can look on the blockchain to see when you made a transaction, but that's not going to tell you what the cost of Bitcoin was when you made the transaction.
Right.
It's just going to say you made a transaction on August 17th.
Right.
It's not going to tell you, oh, yes, you made a transaction and you bought a hamburger.
Now, I will say this. Most wallets out there now at least give you like a memo field Like when you make a purchase, you can write something in. Some of them have categories. You know,
oh, yeah, and I totally list exactly what I purchase.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't, and I wouldn't for most purchases, but for people that are buying for business, you know, why not use Bitcoin to save 20% on everything you're buying at Amazon, for example?
Yep.
People
save
use Amazon.com. Right. And if you're using Amazon for your business purchases, you know, for your paper towels and your toilet paper, why wouldn't you?
I just bought a crepe maker. I just bought a crepe maker from Amazon.
With Bitcoin?
With Bitcoin and saved 19%.
I'm still stuck on the part where Daryl bought a crepe maker. What planet are we living?
I don't know how to cook a crepe.
I do what?
I don't know how to use it, but I bought it.
Why?
Because...
Talk about going down the rabbit hole. I'm just going to say, why did you buy a crepe maker?
Because one of the people that lives here in the studio knows how to make crepes, and he's going to make crepes.
For you?
For me, himself, whomever.
Jeez.
But I bought the crepe maker.
You never know what we're going to walk into.
Yeah, saved 19%, got it for like $20.
All right. I look forward to crepes. What can I say?
Yeah. Lobster. Well, see, we had a Bitcoin meetup a couple days ago at a frozen yogurt place that also sells crepes. And I noticed several of the people that were there were eating crepes. And I was like, I've never had one of these really thin pancakes. And he was like, you know, it's called a crepe. And I was like, I know, right. I know. But if you've ever seen the movie Talladega Nights, there's the scene where Sacha Baron Cohen's character has Will Ferrell's character in some kind of arm lock. And he's like, say I like crepes or I will break your arm. And he's like, I don't know what a crepe is. It's like a really thin pancake. And he's like, oh, I like pancakes, but I'm not going to say it. Go ahead and break my arm. So because of that movie, I just refer to crepes as really thin pancakes.
Okay. Well, it's a fairly decent description. We'll
and
go with that.
So he said, you know, these things are amazing. You can put anything in here. You can make crepes with meat. And I was like, whoa, 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 what? You can put meat inside a crepe?
You can technically put anything inside of almost anything, but so, but go ahead.
True, and we're not going to go there. And so later that
day,
I was
being
like,
really creepy.
So,
creepy.
Do you have a crepe? Can you make some crepes? And he says, I don't have my crepe pan. It's back in New York. And I was like, well, let me look on Facebook, or not Facebook, on Amazon and see what I can find, and, you know, if I find one for a good price. And he was like, oh, they're super expensive. And I found one for like $30, got it 19% off, so I paid somewhere around $20. And, yeah, so in a few days, I'm going to have some crepes with lobster.
So for those of you listening at home, this is what we refer to as a tangent. Heather,
yes.
At this point, can you remember exactly what we were even talking about before we got to crepe?
Capital gains and capital loss on
this
Bitcoin
transactions. Makes perfect sense, then. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe you can put Bitcoin in crepes. Bitcoin
exactly.
Crepes,
or Bitcoin, the little Bitcoin symbol, like a
put
stamp
a physical
on it.
Bitcoin. Make cookies. Put the Bitcoin logo on the cookie.
Ah, and then put that in a crepe.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. What did President Trump do a couple days ago?
Not eat crepes.
With immigrants. 855-450-FREE.
The percentage of women who own guns is growing. American women are more knowledgeable and better equipped to defend themselves than ever before. So, why is it that every time I go to a gun shop, I feel like they're talking down to me? Like, hey, little lady, let me show you what you need. It's like all they want to do is sell me a pink gun. If you're tired of feeling that too, visit Guns for Gals, a specialty firearms boutique designed to empower women with information about firearm safety and to equip them with the means to protect themselves. The owners go out of their way to find products specifically for women, and they actually listen and ask questions to help you find the right products to meet your needs. If they wouldn't own it themselves, they won't sell it. Guns for Gals is located at 2035 Central Circle, Suite 108 in McKinney, Texas. Open Monday 1 to 6 and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 7. And on weekends, you can find them at a gun show near you. Or shop online at www.gunsforgals.com. Guns for Gals, more than just a gun shop. It's how gun shopping should be.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Say, I like crepes. Because, well, I've never actually had a crepe, but I've got a crepe maker now. And, we talked all about it. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And changing gears here completely. Story from Reuters from a couple days ago. President Donald Trump on Tuesday scrapped an Obama-era program that protects from deportation those immigrants who were brought illegally into the United States as children, which delayed implementation until, or rather, Trump is delaying implementation until March of his rescinding of the Obama directive. And he's given Congress 6 months to decide the fate of nearly 800,000 people as the so-called Dreamers, and that term came from an early version of what became the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. There was legislation, the DREAM Act, and I forget exactly what DREAM was an acronym for, but the people that are affected are called Dreamers. The article, again, says the so-called Dreamers who have benefited from the five-year-old program were plunged into uncertainty. Business and religious leaders, mayors, governors, lawmakers, unions, civil liberties advocates, and former President Barack Obama all condemned Trump's move.
And because I had to look that up because I forgot about it. The DREAM was an acronym for Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act.
Right. DREAM. So, again, this applies and until March still applies to anyone who, as a minor, that being under the age of 18, came into the United States with their parents in violation of any federal immigration law. The minors would not be punished for something that their parents did. Now, the Trump administration wants to change that. And the action was not actually announced by Trump, but rather by Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, who called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, an unconstitutional overreach by Obama. Sessions said there will be an orderly, lawful wind down.
Wait, so right now, what would they do? They would keep the kids here in the United States and get rid of the parents in a situation like that?
Probably, you know, if the parents were identified as people that entered the United States in violation of federal immigration law, then they would be subject to deportation. But anyone who arrived as a minor and met certain criteria, and I don't have those criteria in front of me, would not be subject to deportation.
And would then be put into foster care and subject to exploitation and child abuse?
Not necessarily. So if, say, somebody arrived 7 years ago at the age of 12, they're now an adult, they would not be put in foster care.
Okay, but what if they were, the family got here and they had... kids.
Again, I don't have the wording of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals in front of me, so I don't know if I can answer your question.
Because I remember Obama, when he was president, saying that he had all these immigrant children that just mysteriously crossed the border with no parents, and was like, where do we put them all? And there was, a meeting right there in Bourne, Massachusetts, to whether or not they should put some of them on Joint Base Cape Cod.
Right.
And I ended up going to that town hall meeting, and, nobody said, well, where's all the parents for these kids? All of a sudden, magically, there were 200,000 kids. But it kind of makes sense now that we're talking about this bill that maybe the parents were all sent back.
Well, there were some really weird things going on.
There's a lot of weird things. And I remember there were some child trafficking claims and all this other stuff.
But on the border, suddenly, and this is during the Obama administration, suddenly there were a couple border crossings that were filled with thousands and thousands of children by themselves.
Yeah,
so
that doesn't make any sense.
So who knows? Unless the parents were like, okay, you guys... just go right up to the border, go through the checkpoint while we swim the river or whatever.
Yeah, it makes no sense because some of the articles would be like, the parents would give their kids to the coyotes or whatever they call the people that sneak them across the border. But I'm like, if you're a parent, right, and you go as far as the border, and if a coyote can get your kid in, right, they can get you in. So how are you going to have 200,000 kids? That's at least 400,000 parents.
Right.
Like, where I highly, highly doubt all of these parents just handed their kids off voluntarily.
And like I said, the thing always, it just sounded something's really weird
fishy
here and something's going on. And there were accusations from the right that it was this ploy to make immigration more personalized and that the Obama administration was working with Mexico and working with others to make this look like there was this big flood of children. That actually, the DREAM Act never passed.
Correct.
The DREAM Act never passed, but
correct.
What Obama did was he just stated that we are going to come up with DACA, which is the Deferred Actions for Childhood Arrivals,
which is perfectly within his purview.
See, now that's the part that I can't say for sure.
The United States Constitution says that the president has the ability to issue pardons and delay penalties.
Okay.
He was delaying a penalty.
Well,
so it's perfectly within the purview of the president of the United States to say people that violate this particular thing will not be incarcerated or punished.
Right. So
it's basically a pardon.
Yeah, you would have to call it a pardon. It's not a delay. So that's That's the part that I think conservatives really had an issue with. That
right,
Obama,
but conservatives have no problem with Donald Trump pardoning biggest violators of civil rights.
I was going to get to Trump's thing, but one of the issues that conservatives tend to bring up, and I say that as somebody who was a conservative in the Republican Party for 30-odd years, was the overuse of executive power. And I still believe that that's a real problem that we have, that you can't have a king for president. You
right.
can't just make these blanket statements and judgments if you're going to follow the Constitution. Most of these decisions, even if they could legally be made by a president, they ought to be discussed in Congress. And if the representatives of the people feel that that's a direction they want to go, then they should do it, and then the president should sign off if that's the case.
Well, one thing that I think is interesting, and there's more to this article from Reuters, but again, you know, this is a broader discussion that is worth having. One thing that I found interesting during the Obama administration, specifically when he wound up implementing the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program, is the conservatives that were saying, this is some kind of amnesty, he doesn't have this authority, but yet they looked the other way when George H.W. Bush issued some kind of very similar thing. George W. Bush issued some kind of similar thing. Ronald Reagan issued some kind of similar thing. Dwight Eisenhower issued some kind of similar thing. But that's different because those were all my guys.
I think,
and it's always different when my team does it.
Right. And I think Obama threw out sort of the fighting words, which was to go on TV and say, I've got a pen and I've got a phone and I'm not afraid to use them.
Right.
You know, basically saying that if Congress will not act, then I will act by executive order. And here comes Trump saying, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to repeal these one a day until they're all gone. And what does Trump do day one? Starts with executive orders.
Right.
So we have the same thing. This, to me, is the issue.
And your statement about, you know, some people on the right saying, well, Obama's just trying to make immigration personal. Well, everything should be personal.
True.
If you really want to understand immigration history in this country, everybody needs to go visit Ellis Island and see how things used to be. See how things changed to where it used to be, show up, get your Starbucks name, you're good. And then it turned into show up, pass a test, take all of these things. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
The percentage of women who own guns is growing. American women are more knowledgeable and better equipped to defend themselves than ever before. So, why is it that every time I go to a gun shop, I feel like they're talking down to me? Like, hey, little lady, let me show you what you need. It's like all they want to do is sell me a pink gun. If you're tired of feeling that too, visit Guns for Gals, a specialty firearms boutique designed to empower women with information about firearm safety and to equip them with the means to protect themselves. The owners go out of their way to find products specifically for women, and they actually listen and ask questions to help you find the right products to meet your needs. If they wouldn't own it themselves, they won't sell it. Guns for Gals is located at 2035 Central Circle, Suite 108 in McKinney, Texas. Open Monday 1 to 6 and Tuesday through Thursday 11 to 7. And on weekends, you can find them at a gun show near you. Or shop online at www.gunsforgals.com. Guns for Gals, more than just a gun shop. It's how gun shopping should be.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick, easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy, Simbi.com. You will not believe the diversity of services on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go create an account at Simbi.com. That's Simbi.com. Take a look around. Post your services. Simbi.com. Simbi.com. Talking about the Trump announcement, actually the announcement from Attorney General Jeff Sessions on behalf of Donald Trump, saying that Trump was going to wind up repealing the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that was instituted by Obama roughly 5 years ago. Trump later issued a statement after Sessions made the announcement. Trump's statement says, in part, "I do not favor punishing children, most of whom are now adults, for the actions of their parents, but we must also recognize that we're a nation of opportunity because we're a nation of laws."
It's a horrible Trump impersonation, don't you think?
Well, Trump's a horrible person, so
I was asking fitting. Heather, how would you rate that Trump impersonation? On a scale of 1 to 5, yeah.
I do the best Trump impression of all the Trump impressions. I've got the best words and the biggest words. And my hands are not tiny.
Okay, what's
okay,
a five?
You've had your moment.
Seven.
Time for the vote. Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say it started at a 5, but then he just swooped in and bumped it up to a 7.
Wow, I think I'm tracking with you. Yeah, he kind of redeemed himself towards the end there.
Yeah.
7 stars.
Yeah, it was more on content than actual.
Trump also denounced Obama's program as an amnesty-first approach towards undocumented immigration and pressed his nationalist America First message, saying that despite concerns voiced by his critics about the fate of the Dreamers, above all else, we must remember that young Americans have dreams too.
Well, yeah, okay. I'm not sure what one has to do with the other. Everybody has dreams, and
Martin
I'm sorry.
Luther King Jr. had a dream.
Yeah, but to me, this is it's the conundrum of the illegal alien who, on the one hand, is too lazy to work and just wants to accept welfare, yet will take your job.
It's Schrodinger's immigrant.
Right. Schrodinger, perfect. That's exactly what it is. How is this on both sides possible? Personally, I've said it here before, I favor border welcome centers. Come on in. We'll see what kind of work we need you for. And realize that the only jobs we might have available are going to be working for very low wages, cleaning hotel rooms, or picking fruit or agricultural work, but we need the people. That's why they come here, because Americans will not fill some of these jobs.
Right. There were inmates in Georgia several years ago that were given the option of you can go work in the farms and pick these crops, or you can go to solitary confinement. And after a day working in the fields,
give me the whole.
The vast majority wound up saying, yeah, that solitary confinement thing doesn't sound so bad right about now.
Yeah, and that's it's a fact. I mean, it's, and I understand people in America, the whole idea of the entry-level job seems to have gone by us. When you were a kid, when I was growing up, we took jobs for $2 an hour, you know? And no, it wasn't. And the actual minimum wage was higher than that. Both of these two are looking at me with smirks on their face because I'm older than dirt.
No, I'm looking at you with a smirk on my face because I actually remember working for less than that.
Right.
Because my dad ran the concession stand and he needed free labor.
Sure.
So there I was, 5 years old, sitting on a stool working the counter of the concession stand where kids older than me would drop a handful of change on the counter and say, what can I buy with this?
Right.
I would count the change and then be able to tell them all the various combination of things that they could buy.
I could check out the big brain on Daryl. We were talking about Pulp Fiction earlier.
We sell crepes.
We did not sell crepes. We sold bags of chips, hot dogs, soda.
But the point being,
and paddleboat rides.
Yeah. The idea was, as in back in the day, was there were all these low-paying jobs that if you wanted to get ahead, you would accept one for very little money.
Yep.
And you would prove your worth, and you would probably be promoted because, hey, you did such a great job.
Right?
Because, yeah, it was legal to do. And then we got minimum wage laws that said, okay, it basically says that any job under minimum wage, if that's all it's worth, is now illegal. So when you make jobs illegal, if it's not financially feasible to pay somebody, you know, $7.50 an hour to clean hotel rooms, then that job's now illegal. And we have illegal immigrants who will come in and do that work because they're happy with that wage. The idea that we could make certain jobs illegal just because they're not worth a certain amount of money is insanity, and it decimates the possibilities for young Americans, not only illegal aliens.
Right, and a lot of it is also tied to some of the weird visa restrictions and regulations that got implemented, what was it, back in the 60s?
I was just going to say, like, shouldn't work visas be like maybe a more targeted area of...
People tend to forget. They're all about free markets. We've got to have free markets, but they always just conveniently forget that labor is part of every market. Every market
yes.
there is always involves labor, and sometimes that labor is rare, and it costs lots of money to get. I cannot hire a neurosurgeon for minimum wage. And
well,
there are
maybe
some,
you can't.
There are some jobs that are very menial and do not require high levels of skill, and there's no reason why you should pay skilled labor wages for a job that doesn't require it.
Right, and
it's
if you
just
were,
common sense.
If you were to find a neurosurgeon to work for minimum wage, well, you know what they say, you get what you pay for. Getting back into the article here about Trump's rescinding the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals programs. On Tuesday evening, Trump tweeted that lawmakers had 6 months to legalize DACA, and if they did not, he would revisit the issue. Obama issued his own statement saying, This is about young people who grew up in America, kids who study in our schools, young adults who are starting careers, patriots who pledge allegiance to our flag. These dreamers are Americans in their hearts, in their minds, in every single way but one, on paper.
For those of you at home, that was not President Obama. That was Daryl, again, doing a presidential impersonation. How do you rate his impersonation of Obama, Heather?
That was terrible. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, okay?
I'm going to go Charles Barkley and say that was terrible.
Yes.
Just terrible.
I was actually thinking that, and I'm glad you said Charles Barkley because that was what popped into my mind.
Okay, continue on with your impersonation.
The Trump administration, now I'm impersonating myself, the Trump administration said nobody covered by the program, which provides work permits in addition to deportation protection and primarily benefits Hispanics, would be affected before March 5th. He said most people covered by the ACA are now in their early 20s. Trump shifted responsibility to a Congress controlled by his fellow Republicans and said it was now up to lawmakers to pass immigration legislation that could address the fate of those protected by the ACA who would be in danger of deportation.
Seems like kind of a punt on his point.
Yes.
Just I don't want to make the bad call, so here's a little bit of wiggle room I got. Let's toss it back to Congress and let's see if they're going to be the bad guys.
Yes, and I had mentioned earlier about the constitutional authority to issue pardons. I actually have the language in front of me. The president shall have the power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. So saying, hey, if you meet these certain criteria, you're not getting deported, seems to me that's either a reprieve or a pardon.
Well, there's that, and, I mean, as the head of the executive branch, that means every cabinet official works for him, and he can, it seems to me, at any time say, you know, I'm not really worried about getting rid of Dreamers, so let's make that a really low priority. It's right. Sort of what he did with marijuana federal
Well, that was also added into some spending bills as well,
right.
Of no federal funding shall be used to enforce federal marijuana policies in the following states that have legalized, the following states that have medicinal. Yeah, so that's all in the spending bills as well.
Gotcha.
In addition to saying, yeah, just don't really do anything with that. Oh, yeah, and the asset forfeiture program. Yep, can't use that, but Jeff Sessions turned it around. Yep, we're going to steal your stuff.
He loves it.
Hour 3 coming up next. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.